Join our party line now. 1-800.
The Ed Hominem Attack Show.
Super big dick energy.
Super. But
did you have fun?
I had a blast.
I had a really good time.
I was exhausted.
It's 2/6 of the funniest gay comics.
Bisexual.
America's favorite bisexuals.
Is pussy work or pussy work?
Everybody pussy work! Yeah! Pussy work!
The Ed Hominem Attack Show.
We think this Jew stuff is very funny.
All right, so Jew
especially when
too.
You think about it, there's no good reason that Bird and Aladdin would get along.
I'll peck your eyes out.
God damn.
You goddamn mongrel.
No.
Oh, oh my God. Well, Adam, thanks for being on the last
Man,
episode.
The Ed Hominem Attack Show.
Tell him I'm fucking coming!
Hello, America. Thank you for listening to Ad Hominem Radio. This is Chris Paul.
I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
Here with Jeremy Shear.
You're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You've always been a cunt.
Tabitha Jones.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt, you idiot?
And Kyle Honhorst.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We're here. A very special Ad Hominem Radio. This week, me and Tabs.
Over here at the Ad Hom Pizza Party.
Tabs and me having an Ad Hom Pizza Party.
You know, there's a trend here.
It's becoming... to the point that we're when I quit smoking one time and I was like, I'm only gonna smoke when I drink, and then I just ended up drinking every day so I could smoke. So this is like, we're just gonna recording just to eat pizza every week.
Yep.
just the excuse
to have good pizza.
It's roast battle day.
Day of.
By the time the Odeon.
By the time this releases, will we have a new champ? Who knows?
That's true. We don't know yet.
We don't know.
We'll see. We're not staged.
Nah, this isn't planned months in advance.
Wait, we're making it sound like it is.
Oh no. We're not very convincing.
The crowd picks.
Yeah. What if it was, like, staged, though, but we still had the crowd, like, put in their input? And so, like, you could tell.
We just overruled them every time.
Yeah, they're just like, who has Brett? I'm like, yeah! And like, who has Steve? And they're like, We're like, wow, Steve it is!
Yeah, that would be rigged, like the 2020 election.
Ooh.
I would quit the show and move to Florida.
Oh, my God.
I would become Florida's greatest comic.
Let's say Florida Paw. Imagine that.
Greatest Florida comedian ever.
You should move to Celebration, Florida, the Disney town, and just fuck it up.
Just commit credit card fraud
all over the place. All sorts of fraud and felonies.
Wear a sweater vest.
Yeah. I'm picking up on it.
Finally.
Fuck you.
Well, I mean, it's not your fault that you have to go 10 references deep to hone in on this idiot. You know, if I was, like, trying to reference Patton Oswalt, I'd be like, I'll go be the King of Queens, and then you wouldn't need another.
No, then I just think you were the fat fuck.
Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James. Kevin can wait. Kevin can wait.
What was that, the spinoff of his show? Or that was they did a show later on where it was the two of them.
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
They were a couple again, but I don't think it was a sitcom. I think they tried to do like an hour-long family drama thing, maybe.
Fucking what?
Something like
Leah
that.
Leah Remini has enough on her plate with Scientology. I don't think she needs to be in any hour-long dramas.
Well, this was when she was still there under the good guidance of Tom Cruise and getting TV jobs.
Good guidance of that.
Not after she turned her back on the church that...
under the good guidance of that fish fucker.
Fish fucker Tom Cruise.
Yep. Have you heard those rumors?
That he fucks fish.
There's a bunch of blind items going around over the last like few years where all of these people are seeing Tom Cruise like obtain a fish from a market and then like disappear into a bathroom and then come out without the fish.
I would guess he was doing some weird Scientology magic trick before I would think he was fucking him, but...
I think he fucks him. I mean...
I could, you know...
Think about... I mean, fish are, like, so tubular.
You're Tom Cruise. You fucked everything else.
A fish is just the exact same shape as a fleshlight.
Yeah, I mean, after Nicole Kidman and that gal from Dawson's Creek...
Ohio's own Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. You know, after that, what else are you going to fuck besides fish?
Anonymous fish.
If they're at the market, got news for you, they're dead fish.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just pumping those dead fish.
He's just jerking it with meat.
Yeah. In
meat,
public.
Just hot meat on meat action.
Cold meat on meat action.
Okay, I'm going to argue that if he's going into the bathroom, he's not exactly doing it in public.
It's a public bathroom.
Not if you're Tom Cruise.
No, see, this is what got him. This is what got him to the point that he's at. You think that just because you're Tom Cruise, that makes a public bathroom not a public bathroom anymore?
Why doesn't I? But I gotta imagine, like, he's probably got like a whole pond of fish on his property. Or do you think it's like.
He doesn't
like,
think those ones are sexy.
Do you think it was like he started fucking a fish at home and then he was like, if I'm not risking the internet finding out that Tom Cruise fucks fish, then I'm not coming?
I can only guess.
You think that it's like part of the like the exit? How much does the fish actually have to do with it?
Yeah, I wonder if it's a lot or not at all.
Like if he's just acting out sexually just because he's Tom Cruise and like, you know.
If they were out of fish, would he take like a whole chicken?
Probably.
Or does it can it only be a fish?
I hesitated because in my head I imagined a frozen chicken and I was like, that would hurt. But then I was like, oh wait, you wouldn't do it. Yeah, it wouldn't be frozen.
Like a fresh chilled. Yeah.
Like the chicken. Head cut, freshly cut off.
Well, no. I mean, like, as in Dave Thomas would like say, still, fresh, never frozen.
It's still flopping around.
Oh my God, yeah, it's just fluttering. It's still got its feet and scratching the shit out of them.
Yikes. I thought Kanye was the fish fucker.
No, he's just a gay fish.
Oh, okay. Is Tom Cruise fucking gay fish as a response to Kanye being a gay fish?
No, Tom Cruise is only fucking female fish.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably it's okay then.
Yeah, he's allowed.
It's fine.
If you're a gay fish, you're not allowed.
As long as he's not a homo.
Hey, man. Sometimes you just can't help but like fish sticks.
Fish sticks?
Fish sticks.
It's the South Park routine.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's the gay fish.
I tried to pick South Park up again. It's still good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's...
It's very on the nose.
Yeah, it's like... I don't know. I feel like it's weird for something to exist for that long and like never really come down on any side.
Yeah, I can see that.
They genuinely do like their defense is always, "Hey, we make fun of everybody." And they do. But it's kind of like, "Yeah, but what are you saying?"
You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
That's it, exactly. Well, yep. That's the show for the week.
Bye.
We got there.
I wish that we had cameras to film this podcast so people could be super distracted by me trying very hard to find a comfortable sitting position in this chair. At one point when we were just
push
talking,
it back to all the way against the wall so the
and then
yeah see, no yeah you gotta
I've at one point I literally you were talking and I was like bent over with a hand on my hip just it was really jaunty. I looked like I was about to be like what's the buzz, kids? Like I could just sit on the floor, you know.
is this what you're wearing to the roast battle?
Probably not.
No.
No, I gotta take a shower after
then
this.
Then I won't be able to say that you look like Thelma ate the rest of the Scooby Gang.
That was actually one of the guys that I used to work with that was always like, oh, I gotta like, it's so cool that you do roast battles and shit. Then once he found that out, he'd try to roast me when I would when I would like joke with him because we were like friends. But that was like, we were talking about the roast battles. I showed him a picture from one of them where I had like much more blunt bangs and was wearing like orange. And I was like, yeah, this is like the first time I won the belt. Like I was telling him about how we have a belt and I was like, oh, I found a picture of it. I showed it to him and he's like, oh, that's really awesome. Did you win it right after you ate the rest of the Scooby Gang? And I was like, damn, oh my God.
Damn.
This was like about a year ago though, so. You're good.
Well,
he's also just some random dude who does payroll and does not.
Well, that's embarrassing for me, isn't it?
Don't worry, he used to work in kitchens.
Oh, okay. Well, I did too.
Exactly, that's so. What I'm saying. It's like. We're all the
same.
Well,
that's the show for the week.
Okay, bye. We ate enough pizza. There. A 10-minute, almost 11-minute show. Yeah, whatever.
We are at the Odeon tonight.
At the Odeon.
That's exciting.
I like it. I like being at the Odeon. I like the fact that it feels like a good fit for us. And I was really missing that like feeling of like a good fit of like not your parents' basement.
Yeah.
I will be.
That was a good. East End was always good. It's just there's a lot to deal with.
Yeah, East End wasn't awful. There's a lot to deal with. And it did just feel like when we did like East End to Not Your Parents back to East End, it was like, nah.
Yeah.
We really had a good thing going with this other thing.
You really
huh?
can't go home.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's also, we're just, I think, I hope I'm not overstating anything here, but I think we're at a point where we can go to like a venue and be like, hey,
yeah,
we'll pack this place out if you wanna.
No, it's a good show. It brings people out and we have fun. And I don't think we're tooting our own horns or anything. We're just stating facts.
Yeah, no, toot.
Toot, toot.
Toot all day.
Please don't. We're
toot for days.
We are in an enclosed room together with no open windows. Do not toot for days, sir.
It takes days. There's nothing going on.
It's turning into an old man steadfast.
Yeah.
You're going to be fucking Jerry Stiller in Zoolander soon, just begging for a drop of pee.
I need for like 10 minutes for my friends to stop dying. Just like if everyone could just relax and just quit it.
Yeah, just 10 minutes.
Jesus fucking Christ.
10 minutes where all of Chris Paw's friends just like hold still and don't do anything.
Yeah. No one, yeah.
And then I show up and I'm like, I'm going to eat all this pizza, man. Don't worry about me. You don't got to worry about, like, my heart giving out.
Are you doing an impression of yourself?
Yeah, when I'm eating pizza. I'm eating all this pizza.
Is this the voice in your head when you overeat?
Yeah.
Because mine is like, you fat pig. This is what you get.
Yeah.
Fucking stuff your stupid face.
I am. I'm just like, oh, you're going to have some more food, you bitch. Yeah, good job. Oh, you're eating so much food. Does this feel good? Aren't you happy now?
Yeah.
It tastes so good. Doesn't it make you feel good? No. Fuck you.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the internal monologue.
That's what happens. Watch what happens live. Watch us just beat ourselves up.
Die, fatty, die.
Yeah. 9 times out of 10, I'm like, I should eat better. But, like, behind that is, like, maybe
another
you should
another voice
just,
that's like, you won't.
Maybe you should just keep this up and get it the fuck over with.
it's dark. It's pretty dark. This show gets a little
light. It's pretty light out.
This show gets a little dark sometimes.
Ooh.
A very special ad hom.
I hate when, like, you make a joke that's just like, yeah, it's a dark joke. And then some other fucking comedian's like, oh, it's getting dark, huh? And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, it is, because there's different fucking kinds of humor and they're not all going to be whatever you're thinking of.
Yeah, but that's like the big thing with the comedy scenes aren't split into genres like music scenes. So you get like, you know, if you had music where, like, the country band was playing the same show as a punk band, like, there's not everybody's going to be friends all the time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a big mistake a lot of people make that I definitely made. That was just like, oh, we're all here to do comedy. Like, we're all doing the same thing. Like, nah.
Yeah, it's not a, yeah, it's not the same thing.
It's not at all. Like, the people who didn't understand when they'd be like, oh, like, you should be, like, coming out and doing stand-up more. I'm like, oh, like, I'm, like, kind of focusing on sketch stuff right now. And they're like, what?
So, oh, yeah, no, I hate that.
I just want to, I'm doing something else right now. I'm doing a project.
You should do stand-up, but.
Well, yeah, I should do stand-up, and I am, but.
Have we recorded? Yeah, we did. I was going to say, we recorded since the last, since the Grog Shop show.
Yeah, where we killed.
Yeah, we already bragged about it, so.
Yeah, we can brag some more. We rule. We're good at stand-up. Mm. Book us. I'm just going to send that clip to bookers.
I'm going to put this out and, like it's it's going to be like, you know, is Ben Affleck coming back to Batman? Jeremy and I have been in talks. I may be rejoining the Sad Boys for a period. In talks.
As you should.
There have been meetings.
There have been discussions. I brought it up during the meeting this past week.
Yeah. Was there a vote?
No.
Is there going to be a vote?
It was unfair to do a vote because Kristen wasn't there that week.
Oh.
So we'll vote when she gets back.
I'll proxy. She says yay.
She says, I don't see that. Yeah, that'll work.
If the vote's split, all I want to do is guess.
Guess who voted for what?
I
want to
make a list, of the yays and nays of my making my guesses.
Who would you think would say nay?
Oh, I'm not going to say all that. I'm going to wait and see how the vote comes out.
I just edit it out.
No, I don't want to influence anything.
I'm like, I'm going to say anything.
Chris Clem will hear it.
Oh. I've been being like, our one listener, Chris Clem. I think Phil listens, too.
Yeah, I think Phil.
Two listeners.
Phil probably tunes in to like 10, 15 minutes here and there, like enough to be like, oh, hey, you know, you guys are really doing it.
Whereas Chris Clem's like, I hate where I am.
I hate LA.
Where are all my friends? No, yeah. Chris Klum, let us know how's the sound sounding. How's we need some input here. We need some feedback from our biggest fan.
I'm buff in LA, and I'm still not happy because my friends aren't here.
That just teaches me that like I never have to get in shape.
It's like a Pixar movie.
I'm beautiful and buff, and I live in LA, but without friendship,
it's just a whole bunch of people trying to fuck my family. That's what LA is.
God damn it! The whole family—they're all beautiful. God damn it! I moved to LA with my inexplicably sexy family.
A tale as old as time.
You got to move back to the. You got to move
this
back.
This is what
the
all those Scream movies were about, wasn't it?
My sexy family. Listen, I'm just
Chris
saying.
Chris has got his kid walking around out there like she's Sharon Stone, or like he's Sharon Stone.
I'm. I just want to say, you know.
It's no Sharon Stone, man.
I wish my family was that sexy. I got a family full of uggos.
Do you know that Matt Lillard still voices Shaggy?
Yeah.
In the cartoons and whatnot?
Yeah, I enjoy that for him.
I watched a, they updated the Batman meets Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good. Pretty good cartoon.
I would expect nothing less.
And it Matt Lillard was Shaggy in this thing.
Yeah.
It's the Diedrich Bader is Batman.
I love me some Matt Lillard.
That's what I said. I was like, good for him.
Yeah. He got all like big on TikTok recently because just people were like thirsting for Matthew Lillard.
Wasn't he like just not really acting for a long time?
Yeah, just doing like only like voiceover stuff, I think.
Didn't he marry somebody? Or am I thinking of a different member of the Scooby Gang?
You might be thinking of someone else. Just
Freddie Prinze Jr. and...
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Is it?
Velma, yeah. Not Velma. Daphne and Fred.
Okay.
They've been married for like ever. But Matthew Lillard's been with the same lady since like the early 90s.
Oh.
Because like a bunch of people were thirsting over him on TikTok. And then one of their like 16, 17-year-old kids were like... Dad, everyone's hot for you on TikTok. And he was like, oh, well, help me make a TikTok then. And then, like, Matthew Lillard showed up on TikTok. He's like, hey, it's me. And everyone, like, came.
He's like, I can do this. I don't have to show up to a set for 6 months.
Yeah. He's just been doing, I hear he does, like, a lot of those cons and everything. He does a bunch of, like horror conventions and stuff. And, like, pop culture
conventions. Oh, right, because he's the Scream.
Yeah. From OG Scream.
Yeah.
One of the original killers. Spoiler alert, sorry. Him and all Skeet.
Skeet Ulrich.
Mamma mia.
Ulrich.
Did
you see him in the new one? They made a big thing of him being back, and it's just like a CGI, like him from the original.
Yeah, like deep faked young Skeet.
Yeah.
Between him and Scream and The Craft, Skeet was big for me as a child.
Was he in The Craft?
Yeah, he was the he was the shitty guy in The Craft that like Fairuza Balk throws out that window and kills him.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of people and stuff that I just go, oh, it's this guy was in that other thing. I never know their names.
That's how he, got the role in Scream. Was that him and Nev Campbell had worked together in The Craft before. And when they were looking for someone for Scream for that role, she's like, oh, I worked with Skeet in The Craft. So, like, we have, like, history together. Like,
yeah.
And they're like, oh, we need some sort of good chemistry. And it's like, oh, like, we're friends. Like,
yeah. She's like, I want to make out with him on camera.
Yeah,
so.
Please let me. Yeah, I didn't get to make out with him on camera
like
last
a loophole,
movie.
So.
If I were an actor, like, that were just like, I got a bunch of hot friends. Like, yeah, make me make out with him in a movie.
My dad says it's okay. Was her dad a producer or some shit? I don't know, somebody's kid. Maybe not.
We just need Wikipedia pulled up at all times while we record.
Yeah. I don't know if I really thought that. I was trying to make that less creepy.
Eh.
My dad says I can make out in movies.
Unless you're Tori Spelling, and then your dad says you can't make out in movies.
Dad says I can be naked in his videos. It's Aerosmith's kid.
Ugh.
Steven Tyler's kid. My dad wants me to shake my titties in this video.
At least she grew up not thinking he was her dad.
I don't know if that makes it better.
I mean, I'm not saying it does, but like, at least. Like, at least you thought Todd Rundgren was your dad for like all of your life.
Do you think that she ever, like, as a teenager, was she older when she found out?
Yeah.
Do you think as a teenager she ever like saw Aerosmith and was like hot for Steven Tyler?
Oh, that would suck. I hope not.
Because he was like everywhere, right?
Yeah.
It'd be hard to avoid.
It would be pretty hard to avoid. Maybe there's just some... I'm hoping at least there was something in her where she's just like, not my type.
I think it's probably the other way, where it's like... exactly her type.
Maybe she was like into Steve Perry.
But you see how many like Francis Bean is like with a dude that looks a lot like Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. Well, in that situation, it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess, kid.
Like, I think it happens.
Sorry, your dad died.
It happens subconsciously.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen, like, I know people that I'm like, oh boy, that dude looks a lot like your dad when he was this age or whatever. Eww. But like, I don't, you know, it's subconscious. But with famous people, it seems like your dad's on everybody's t-shirt. Like, it's pretty clear, like, he influenced the way that this guy looks.
Yeah.
Like, I call it, when I see that haircut, I'm like, oh, it's like the Kurt Cobain haircut. Like that undercut on dudes.
Yeah.
So, you know. There's no way it hasn't been addressed.
Yeah. Maybe it's that kind of thing, though, where like...
it's just like, I don't see it.
I was going to say, maybe because like you're related to the person and like you can see the similarities between like your own genetic looks. Like, that's kind of, like, what you look for. Or, like, no, I can obviously tell that, like...
yeah, maybe she's that, just, like, rolling her eyes. Like, okay, every fucking blonde dude isn't my dad.
Yeah.
Or, like, every, like, blonde punk dude isn't my dad.
I could see that.
Still.
I still think it. Whatever.
I would at least be like, dude, can you cut your hair? Like, can you dye it or something?
And then you'd be like, I'm a free spirit and you are trying to hinder my growth.
And I'd be like, okay, well, I'm dry. I'm bone dry. You need to do something with that fucking hair. You're consciously trying to look like my dad. You wannabe rock star.
I am bone dry. Hear a whistle.
Did you at least try to look like Dave Grohl so it's less creepy for me?
You try to look like that tall glass of water, Chris Novoselic.
How do you like that? Dave Grohl's like the last living grunge guy that's like mostly relevant.
Yeah.
I know like Eddie Vedder's out there, but he's just like singing the national anthem at ball games and shit.
As a child, before I could even, like, really come to terms with who Eddie Vedder was, the thought of Eddie Vedder was ruined for me just through the, the Weird Al original song that was just done in a polka style, just called My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder.
I don't know if I've heard that.
Oh, yeah. It's just all, because like it came out in like 98 or 99. It was Running with Scissors.
I remember that album.
And there's an original song on there called My Baby's in Love with Eddie Vedder. And it's just all about how his girlfriend is like super into these grunge like dudes. And I remember like part, like after a few verses of it, he like tries to best her with like, we'll see how she feels when I start stalking Alanis Morissette. But now anytime anyone says Eddie Vedder, I just hear Weird Al just being like, my baby's in love with Eddie Vedder. She can't get enough of that Eddie Vedder.
I think of the local H song that's like, if I was Eddie Vedder, would you like me any better? And it's, I don't remember the rest of it.
But. I like that. I like references to other celebrities within songs. There was that song that's like, it was like a shitty like 90s song. Was that like, she likes me for me. Not because I hang with Leonardo or that guy who plays in Fargo. I think his name is Steve. And like that line just like is so much fun to me.
And the classic, something back in Hanson, Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah. My favorite for that was an interview where they asked like the Hanson brothers, they're like, how's that going for you? That guy still got like beef with you? And the Hanson brothers are like, okay, let us clarify. If you read the lyrics, it does not say Beck and Hanson. He refers to the artist Beck by his full name, Beck Hanson. And the Hanson brothers are like, we're good. We're good.
Yeah, that is his last name, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Fucking Scientologist. You think he fucks fish?
Probably.
I'm
you know
sure.
who doesn't fuck fish? Moby, because he's vegan. Have you seen his tattoos?
No. Are they all vegan oil?
Chris, he literally has in like giant block letters down his arm, like vegan.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, I can't wait for you to laugh at this. I am so, oh, this is one of those things and I'm like, I'm so happy
I wish
I get to tell someone about this.
Eminem and D12 would have beat him up at,
me too.
At the Oscars.
Because I mean like he was
I
also,
guess we'll never get violence at the Oscars.
He was also like creepy about like Natalie Portman and shit. Oh, that's not what it is. Okay, so he has tattooed on his neck, vegan for life.
That's great.
And then down his arms, animal rights.
Fantastic.
Look at that shit.
I agree. I think if you're gonna arrest a cow, you should let it know what its rights are.
Fuck.
Moo have the right to remain silent.
I'm so glad.
Anything Moo say can be used against Moo.
In the court of Moo. Wait a second. There's like something scratching the hell out of my arm. I'm very sorry. It's like all irritated. You can edit all of this out. I'm really just...
You got a staple stuck in your sweater sleeve.
Or just have like one of those annoying like little wiry cat hairs.
Sometimes it's a staple.
Most of the times, it's a staple.
Usually it's a staple.
Usually it's a giant metal rusted just wire.
How many tattoos do you have?
Ooh.
I'm asking for a joke.
13?
Okay. It's not going to... The joke doesn't pay off now.
God damn it.
It's roast battle day.
I know. And I've like, I haven't prepared that much. I'm sorry. I'm going to do all my stuff tonight.
I'm not.
Leave me alone,
I wasn't challenging
Chris.
You. I just saw
chastising me.
A meme that was something about like somebody ask you to name five songs, or me when somebody asked me to name five songs. Who the fuck? I'll fucking fight somebody before I'll name one song.
Yeah.
You try to challenge me on some fucking...
I used to have to deal with that.
13-year-old poser bullshit.
No, yeah, I used to have to deal with that bullshit from, like, asshole kids in my shitty high school. Because they didn't believe that, like, I liked the bands on my shirt.
Name two albums.
It's like, oh, you like the Casualties? Oh, name a song.
My favorite album is the second one, Your Mom. And then damn. I like their third one, Can Suck My Dick a Whole Lot.
Damn, get them, Chris.
That's Your Mom Sucking My D.
Yeah.
That's the point.
You told them. Tell those bitches.
I'm very high today. Been very high all week. It's been a high week.
High week for a low week.
A lot of... I found these YouTube channels that are like 4 or 5 hours of just like TV from the 90s or 80s or like whatever you're looking for, send like a nostalgia thing.
Send me that channel. I like that shit.
With like commercials and everything. And... I was trying to like guesstimate what year I like my memories of cartoons are that I liked. Mm-hmm. And I went like 93, 94, and there's like one like that I remembered. And then so I went back to like 85 and I remember all of them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Even older than I thought.
You're an old bitch.
But all through the 90s ones, there's like one from different years that I remember, and I'm convinced now that this isn't my universe.
This isn't
my home universe. Because I thought all of these were on at the same time.
Shit.
Like a whole, like that was the animation, that's my memory of it, and I don't know, it's weird, because there's a lot of them I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't remember this at all, but supposedly I was watching TV for years at this time. I don't know any of them.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
But what times of those line up when you were doing a lot of drugs, Chris?
No, well, this is like not yet.
Okay. That's what I was trying to
this
figure
is before.
Out.
Before.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know. I just don't remember half of the shit that was on. Maybe I just didn't. I don't know. Maybe I woke up later for some reason and just watched certain ones.
Just didn't watch those ones?
Yeah, I don't
or
know.
Or were they, maybe they weren't all on the same, like, channel?
Maybe. Maybe I, like,
because at that point, in like
some channel flipping. Maybe I had a routine. I was thinking that maybe it was like
at that point, like for the 90s ones, we got like different channels and like cable and stuff, you know. Or like,
well,
I didn't have cable either. But like, okay, like what are some of the shows?
The Carmen Sandiego, but the cartoon,
mm-hmm.
And then. Pokemon and all that shit started way earlier than I thought.
When did you think it started?
Like late, not like 2000s?
Nah, yeah, because it started, I know that I was big into Pokemon and Digimon like right after my dad got out of jail. This is how I remember time in the 90s. My dad got out of jail in 96.
Okay.
And I got really into Pokemon and Digimon when we had our first apartment after we moved out of my grandparents after my dad got out of jail. So, yeah, probably like 96, 97.
This also could just be like an ADD like thing that I just didn't retain.
Yeah.
A lot of those shows,
oh,
unless
definitely.
I really liked them, because I also like I found Pee-wee's Playhouse on a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I very specifically remember watching that like.
Yeah.
More than once, mm-hmm. And that's in like a block of other stuff, and I'm like, what is this? I don't
know. Well, you gotta
like,
also
any of these?
Think too, maybe like what am I trying to think of? I
think some
of
the
streaming rights, but that's not it. Like for like reruns and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Some of these they may have recorded, but these are like the Fox Kids animation block. Like these are like straight through with commercials and stuff.
Gotcha.
So I mean, maybe some of them like they reran like a second run late, like years later or something.
I could see that.
Because I think that's what with a lot of the commercials that are like anachronistic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? Why does it exist in the at this time? I'm like, maybe this is just like a
in your
later rerun when they had these other commercials.
Mm-hmm. In your watching, have you seen the Sears air conditioning commercial?
No, I don't.
That one's like iconic for just like showing up in like all of the YouTube videos that are just like 90s commercials, like 90s TV blocks. But it's like the Sears commercial where like they're like sitting in the kitchen and the husband's like, hot today. And the wife's like, hotter than yesterday. He's like,
I don't.
Gonna be hotter tomorrow. Tomorrow?
I didn't see it on those, but I actually remember it from being on TV.
Let's call Sears today. And then, like, they're, like, all gross and miserable and drippy. And, like, the, like, filter on, it's, like, all orange and, like, sepia. And then once they get the air conditioning, it's regular lighting, and they're all fresh and clean. And she's like, gonna be a hot one today. And the guy's like, even hotter tomorrow.
Oh, they're gonna fuck.
Now that we have this air conditioning, we can fuck more.
I mean,
yeah.
It depends on the mood, but yeah.
It's not untrue.
Smelly sheets in the summertime.
Gross.
The little smelly summertime sheets.
Ew. There's a reason we have an AC unit in our bedroom.
No one wants to cuddle when it's 90 degrees inside.
Yep. I remember making a post that was like proof that me and Dylan's relationship has transitioned from the like beginning stages in like late winter, early spring to like being comfortable with each other in the summer, and like at like 6:45 in the morning me having to be like, if you fucking touch my leg one more time after I've pushed your leg away from mine, I will kill you. And that sweetheart's like, sorry honey.
Yeah, sad sheets.
Damn.
Cool. They have a cooling effect.
You slip slide all over those bitches?
Sure do.
Damn.
Right onto the floor, and then I just fucking stay there where I deserve to sleep. Piece of shit.
Our cat's been sleeping on the floor next to our bed, and I've been like really afraid of falling out of bed and like crushing him.
When I was working for Amazon, I jumped out of the van to run a package up to the door, and I stepped on a rabbit like that.
Oh my god!
It was an accident.
Oh my god! That would ruin my day, week, month, life.
Yeah, it was.
Holy shit, Chris.
It was not fun.
We're laughing, but I'm so sorry that had to happen to you and that rabbit.
Yeah. Stepped right on it.
Fuck, I have like intrusive thoughts about not like do it, but like, oh, could you imagine if that happened, how terrible it would be?
Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah, I had to cleanse the palate by killing 3 homeless people that day.
God damn it! Christopher.
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Can we start calling you Topher?
No.
I'm going to start calling you Topher.
I don't want to reinvent that much.
Topher Paw.
That's wild. You wild for that one.
You wild for that one, GK. Okay, Pee Wee's Playhouse.
My friend Mark died the other day, and I remembered this episode that we were both obsessed with, and we had we're gonna name a band after it. The Zizzy. Did you ever watch it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Do you remember the Zizzy Baluba episode? The fucking alien.
Oh my god!
It was terrifying. That wow. Alien hacks the word of the day to make it his name, first of all. Then he steals the whole ass playhouse and takes it to space because he wants to have fun too.
You ever kidnap someone because you just want to have some fun?
And then learns a valuable lesson about friendship. And they all forgive him.
The whole time he was talking about this, he kept flicking his eyes, like right behind me.
I drew Zizzy Baluba.
That's fucking terrifying, Chris. You were literally just like, hey, you remember that alien and how scary he was and how terrifying he was? He's right behind you.
Well, now the thing is, every time one of my friends dies, I tattoo some thing.
So you're going to tattoo Zizzy Baluba?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But fucking terrifying as a kid.
Yeah.
He stole the whole playhouse.
The whole thing. It was gone.
With the mail person inside of it.
Shit.
Yeah, the mail carrier was there. I can't remember her name. It's the black lady.
I can't remember either. I only remember Cowboy Curtis and Miss Yvonne.
Miss Yvonne. Cowboy Curtis, Samuel Jackson, or Lawrence Fishburne. And Penny. A lot of that shit is creepy in hindsight when you watch it now.
That's how I feel about the tank of fish.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that the like animated food in the refrigerator, that's creepy as hell. The puppet that's like a piece of shit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Red. They just call him Red?
Maybe, I can't remember.
And
you know who I do like?
Mech like a high, mech a hiney ho.
I like Terry, the pterodactyl.
I like Cherry.
I like Cherry. I like Terry.
Cherry looks comfy.
Cherry.
My great grandmother had. She like would just collect junk from yard, like, and had it like knickknacks, like everywhere, on every surface. She had a Pee Wee Herman in that was like sitting in a cherry.
That's amazing.
On one of the thousands of tables and shit.
I love that. I love that. I love Pee Wee. Pee Wee's great. I got a Pee Wee's Big Adventure inspired tattoo.
He had a bad rep.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, he jacked off in a theater that's there to jack off.
And
in.
Beyond that, like when you beyond like, oh yeah, he's jacking off in a jack off theater. He was jacking off in a jack off theater because he was staying with his like elderly parents at the time. And was like,
yeah, he's going, fuck, I can't jack off
here. Yeah, I can't jack off in here. I'll go jack off at the jack off theater.
He got on his fucking bike, rode over to the jack off theater.
Took off his little gray suit pants.
Hanging Pee Wee Jr. It's really, it sucks because if it were now, like, the internet would just jump on it for a week.
Yeah.
And then... you know,
I remember reading or like watching like a video or something about it, and like right after he presented at like the MTV Music Awards or like the VMAs or something, and like, you know, it was like his first appearance, and he just like came out, and everyone was like so excited to see him,
yeah,
and like freaked out and was like, yeah, oh my god, like losing their shit. And then like once everything died down, he's just like, heard any good jokes lately? And then like goes on to present. Like, that's it. Like, that was...
That was it.
That was it.
But he did kind of go away for a long time.
And when he was doing stuff, it was much more as Paul Rubens.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in Mystery Men. Yeah. Stuff like that. He was...
Buffy, yeah. The movie.
Mm-hmm. I like Paul Rubens.
Yeah. I'm glad, like, he's back. He tweets as Pee Wee Herman and stuff now.
There was, like, a Pee Wee Broadway show that was really cool.
Yeah, he brought that back.
Yeah.
I think Scott Aukerman had a lot to do with that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Because he got him to come on, like, Comedy Bang Bang and stuff mm-hmm. like that and was like, what are you doing?
Come back. Yeah. We miss you. The world needs Pee Wee. The world needs Pee Wee and Elvira's gay.
a whole lot of people were mad. That always happens, so, though, like with like male celebrities that are, mm-hmm. you know, like 50th sexiest men or whatever.
Yeah.
When they come out, mm-hmm. a bunch of women are like, I had a chance.
Oh, this lady that had her titties out doesn't want to fuck me. Okay. Get over it.
He won't touch my titties now. He's not going to touch my titties. He's going to touch my titties. Paul Rubens is not going to touch my titties. I'm so high today.
Touch your titties.
Paul Rubens, Pee Wee Herman's going to touch the titties.
Pee Wee, do you want to touch my titties?
Pee Wee, touch this pee pee. Theater.
Pee Wee, touch this pee pee in a theater.
Man, who cares? I just recently saw a comic like post a joke about Pee Wee jerking off, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Where is it?
I have some goddamn respect.
Speaking of the word pee pee,
I wish if Will Smith were gonna smack someone, I wish he had made a joke about Pee Wee Herman, and then Will Smith ran up and slapped him.
I was like, keep Pee Wee Herman's name out of your motherfucking mouth.
Hell yeah. Remember the other guy, is it Schitt's Creek guy? Was it him?
Mm-hmm.
Some other older comic got caught doing that, like Fred Willard?
Probably.
Like a few years ago and like just kept touring.
Yeah.
Doing whatever like, Fred Willard does. I think he died.
Yeah, he
now,
did die.
But no one cared. Pee Wee was ahead of his time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he was cool.
10 years later, he would have had a home theater. I bet he has one now.
He probably does.
I bet he fucking, like, wanks openly in his home theater.
He better.
Yeah, I should hope so. They did say that, was it him? Like, he had a lot of weird, like, kitsch art that was, like, borderline.
I think so. Where it was, like, he was collecting art and, like...
Yeah.
It was like one of those things where it's like, yeah, I bought like a lot of like 10,000 pictures. And then like in those 10,000 pictures were like
some of them were questionable.
Yeah, and he's like, "Hey, like I didn't buy these because I knew they were I collect old photos and
where the fuck did they search his house after that?"
Know.
I wonder what's...
You know what? I'm not going to be here next week. I'll take some time. I'm going to research this.
We should do a deep dive, like a last podcast type deep
dive
into
Pee
Wee
Herman. Deep dive? Oh my God, I'd love that.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
The Ad Hom
Sideshow. Because I don't even know. I'm realizing...
Sideshow.
I don't know why they were even... Like, why would they search his art?
We call it the Ad Hom Sideshow.
It's pretty much the show at this point.
We step to the side for one whole episode.
Kyle's busy running the Ohio comedy scene. Jeremy's doing Jeremy things.
Jeremy's being Jem. It's you and me, bud.
Yeah, I think we should do a heavily researched Pee Wee Herman episode.
Yes. Wow. I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be... I don't know, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
We'll figure it out.
We'll plan it.
Yeah, because now I'm wondering.
I want to know all about this. And I know I've read about it before, but I just didn't retain the information for it.
I'm pulling for Pee-wee in this.
Me too.
Sames. I still feel like he was wrongly
torn to
crucified.
Shreds. Yeah.
Crucified. Beat to death on a cross.
Beat to death with a crowbar by the Joker.
I should draw that. I'm going to draw Pee-wee Herman on a cross.
Please do. Send me a copy.
Do that as a tattoo. I'll have to wait for someone to die. I'm running out of skin. I got to start waiting till people die before I'm going to have too many memorial tattoos.
No.
I'm going to have to get a big lumpy potato when Jeremy dies.
What will you tattoo when I die?
I'll tattoo Fruza Bulk on my stomach and then get really fat again so it stretches out.
Yes. That's my favorite. Fruza Bulk is like such a good one.
Ham Anderson was.
You had so many fucking good fat celebrity names for me.
Ad Hom Attack.
This year for Halloween, I'm going to put on a big old blonde wig. I'm going to have my titties all out. Pig nose. Ham Anderson.
Well, I don't know how it works chronologically wise, mm-hmm. but isn't Miss Piggy pretty much Ham Anderson?
Yeah, Miss Piggy is Ham Anderson.
Yeah. But I think, you know, Miss Piggy was around well before Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson, true.
So, gee. I would argue more that Anna Nicole Smith and Miss Piggy are of a similar ilk.
Oh, 100%.
Voluptuous.
And comparatively, they can, you know, that makes Kermit just look like that withered old man.
Yeah, the old froggy.
Yeah.
Old froggy. Mr. Burns.
The Ad Hominem Attack Show.
Yeah, we have a good time. It's a little subdued episode for me.
Hey. We're rocking.
I'm a lower energy, unlike most of the time when I'm ripping and roaring.
Yeah, you know, rip, roar, and paw.
Yeah. That's what they call me in high school. They're like, here comes Paw. He's ripping and roaring. Is he awake? He's going to wake up any minute now and start ripping and roaring.
Any minute now.
Any time now.
Just asleep standing up.
Before we go, the show's today.
Yeah,
so
show's
we're not
today, so
it.
We're not really promoting anything.
Come
right
out
now.
Next month.
Yeah, we'll announce that soon.
In the Rubber City Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Kyle, our old buddy Kyle, is basically like the godfather of comedy festivals at this point around here.
Basically.
Or like Mitch in Old School. You get out of line, Kyle just punches. He's been punching people in the face. All kinds of stuff. Getting submission videos. That's got to be the worst, right?
It's got to be.
Watching all the submission videos.
Ugh.
Oh, God bless all of Kyle.
Yeah. every square inch.
Every
glorious fold, flap.
Every gelatinous square, gelatinous. That's it. Tabitha?
Sometimes, in the heat of the moment, It's forgivable to go ass to mouth.